Hello guys, I want to speak about lesson 13 of English for our lessons. In this lesson, I just speak from a book by Henry David Thoreau. Henry David Thoreau was an old American writer that he decided to go away from his town, and he went to a remote forest, and he built a small and simple house in the near the Walden River. And the name of the book Walden came from the name of this river. And in fact, had his purpose for doing this activity, for doing this work, was thinking and relaxation. But he decided to write his experience about being in that forest for 2 years and 2 months and 2 days in the Walden book. And you know, there are a lot of people in the world, that holy people and spiritual people, that they've done this work many years, and there are a lot of breakthroughs, intellectual breakthroughs from this revelation. Okay, the main purpose of this book is that to say us that we don't need to have everything for having a good life, for having a qualified life, and we don't need to work a lot of times, a lot of hours, and getting a lot of luxury things like a big house or a big car or luxury furniture for our life. And in fact, we can live very simply with what we need, and we don't need to have everything in our life. And instead of working a lot of hours, we can use from our free time for doing some kind of activities, like for example art, or exercise, or for example being with our family and being happy, and and we can enjoy from our life more if we work in less, in fact. And another things that he mentioned to that is that the more you simplify your life, the more easier your life become. This is a very great sentence, and I try to utilize the sentence in any side of my life. And here I like to share about one experience that I have, and I want to do it as often as I can, and I like to share this experience with you. In fact, me and my husband and our two children, every weekend we go to a remote to the nature, in fact. And we make a tent, and we make a fire, and we gather around the fire, we make a tea on a fire, and simple food, and we eat around the fire. And this is a cool experience, and in fact we enjoy from these moments, and we can get rid of the common stress that all of us we have in our life, and we can speak with each other about our dreams, about our children, and our children can play with each other without fear of our neighbors, and they play with high-pitched voices. And this is a great experience. This is, and I encourage you, do it and enjoy from it. In fact, it is worth for try, especially in this season. And in fact, this is a great experience for my children because they can learn some kind of human values like self-sufficiency and contentment, and this kind of values, in my opinion, is very necessary to learn, and we have to learn this to our children. And okay, another thing that I want to mention to it is that dreams. In fact, if you have a big dream, not a small dream, because you have to have a huge and a big dream. And if you have a big dream, and if you advance in the direction of your dreams, and you try, you struggle for achieving your goal, for getting your dreams, and you can everything, you put everything that you've got into everything that you want to do. In fact, here, everything that you believe that will help you, and good events will happen to you. If you are a religious person and you believe that God is going to help you, it comes true. And if you are not a religious person, maybe you believe that the Tao, or maybe you believe that the forces of the universe, or maybe your subconscious mind, all of things will help you to get your dreams. But the most important part of this discussion is that you have to take action. Just dreaming is not enough. In fact, you have to have a big dream, and you have to advance towards your dream with high energy, with high enthusiasm, with high motivation, and in fact, you have to take action for achieving your goal, for getting your dreams. And in fact, I hope that God or everything that you believe that help you, and I hope that you be successful in your life. And thank you for listening to my voice, and bye bye.